Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline for our weekly visit. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. Now, that mask could be for Halloween too, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. And for those that don't know the story, there is, and Kevin's showing me a picture of a cat with a mask on. It's actually pretty cute picture.
It's on thepatch.com.
I saw you on television this week talking about a cat with COVID. What's the deal there?
So, yeah, the first Pennsylvania cat was diagnosed with COVID-19. But many people in the house had COVID, and so the cat contracted it. And if you remember back to the Bronx Zoo, we had those tigers that got COVID-19. I think there were six or seven of them. One of them they tested, because you have to anesthetize a tiger to put a swab in their nose or in their mouth, and you're not going to test every tiger because it's a high risk. But seven of them had similar symptoms, so they tested one of them and sent it out to the labs in New York, Pennsylvania, and also out in Ames, Iowa, and found that in fact they did have COVID-19. So we know cats are highly sensitive to it, and they can spread it to other cats that don't have it, but they have never been shown to spread it to people. And that's the big question. No animal to date has been shown to spread COVID-19 to people. I mean, people argue about the bat, and I say, well, that's a mammal. However, I don't think that. I think that bat was squelched. I think it's more engineered, but who knows? Any rate, they did test ducks and chickens because of avian influenza, and they had no susceptibility. They tested pigs because of swine influenza. They had no susceptibility, and dogs have low susceptibility. So dogs could get it too, but they don't spread it to other dogs, which is great. But cats were the most highly sensitive. Also, ferrets and rabbits, the laboratory animals, unfortunately, can get it very easily as well. So if you have those pets and you're sick, you have to protect them from yourself the best you can. Don't put a mask on the animal.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay, we get a question here from Elena in Cranberry. Speaking of our pets and sickness. Took my dog outside in the yard the other day, and my dog came back in later that morning with at least 20 ticks on him. My vet confirmed that some of them were deer ticks that caused Lyme disease. My dog wears a Seresto collar that is less than 2 months old. What gives?
You know, that was a question that I did some follow-up on, because that came to me, and it was a true story, and this dog did have a collar on, and we call that clutches of ticks. And so, first of all, one of the problems I have, and that can happen, but apparently there wasn't any woods. There were some tall grasses in the lawn, some decorative exotic grasses, and maybe they were in there. But Seresto repels ticks. I'm not a big fan of collars, first of all. I thought they went away in the 90s, when we had all those tick and flea collars, but new generation of veterinarians, and you see these collars are very common. But, you pet your dogs where you put your hand on their neck, and kids do that, we do that. So I'm not a big fan of them. But they're supposed to kill the ticks, and they repel them. They're very effective at repelling them. Well, that doesn't help the environment. Now ticks are still alive. They've been repelled off. Or if they repel them in the house, guess what? Now we're the victim. So I recommend a product called NexGard, which is an oral product. It's a pill, or you give to them a chewable, you give to them once a month. And the reason I recommend that is because it's the only product that has a guarantee against your pet contracting Lyme disease. So if they do get Lyme disease, which is rare, the company will pay for that treatment. And so that's a pretty big guarantee. And with very few exceptions, I recommend that to my clients' dogs, and I use it on all my dogs. I'm not a fan of those collars. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. But those collars will kill if the tick stays on them long enough, but it does a better job at repelling.
No collars, no masks. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
No clutches of ticks. And Jeff and Dana in Mount Lebanon want to know, dear Dr. Mike, can you tell me what a veterinarian does when his dog throws up his food one time, please?
You know, I guess I try to find out if my dog, and it happens, I mean, it happens to all of us, if my dog or cat were to vomit his food, I would try to see if there was a cause. Did they get into the garbage? Well, let's just say we can't figure it out, nothing happened. First thing I do is digestive rest. No food for 8 hours, and at least 8 hours past that vomiting episode. People forget that. If we have that issue, we don't eat because we'll continue to throw up, unfortunately. So the same principles for our dogs or cats. No food. Just stop the food. Maybe they have to skip a meal. You can let them have water, but if they vomit the water, then you better call your veterinarian because that's more than just an occasional vomiting episode because water is very, very bland and gentle. And so then you, after 8 hours, if there's no vomiting and you feed them again and there's no problems, you're okay. If they do vomit again, I'd say call your vet. And I would be checking out my dog or cat at that time, too. That's exactly what I do.
Okay. And back to the big story of the day. We're talking about this Pennsylvania cat that tested positive for COVID-19. Doug in Oakland asking that, you know, the cat had to be put to sleep. Was that for human protection?
You know, that's a good question. No, that cat was 16 years old and it had other problems. Now, we've heard about this in people, the comorbidities. You know, you have a person with stage 4 cancer or they have, you know, COPD, you know, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or they have heart disease, and then they die with the COVID. Well, they put this cat down because it had other issues. And so that cat was not, it did not die from COVID. They did not put it down because of the COVID. They put it down for other issues. And I think that's very important to make that clear, that it died with COVID, not from COVID.
I would imagine, Doc, as we get ready for, I don't know how Thanksgiving's going to be this year or the holidays. We're always very conscious about that when people are coming into the house with pets, especially with big food days like that. But I don't know what's going to happen this year. Thanksgiving is going to be strange. They're telling you not to have people at Thanksgiving.
I you know, if you're asking me what I'm doing, I'm going to have all the people I usually have, and we're going to ask them if they're sick, you don't come. And I think that's wise. But and I think everybody would be respectful of that. But I'm not going to curtail our activities, and that's just me, Dr. Mike, and I know a lot about this disease, and that's what I'm doing. And that's not irresponsible if you do it that way, my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doc. I'm going to do this. I have the same plans. If I do come to your house, though, I'll sit in the other room with a collar on. You can slingshot the food at me, okay?
Yeah.
You can go to drmikehutchinson.com. Great podcast information, animalgeneral.net, available on our website, kdkradio.com. Doc, as always, you illuminate and make us better every time.
Well, I enjoy speaking with you. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.